You hold daf chov dal amar alef on top. Again, the last gemara was again that kisolak Rav Kana ashkechinu lebnei Rav Chiya diyasviu karmin. When Rav Kana went up to Eretz Yisrael, he was sitting. He found that the children of Rav Chiya were sitting down. Well, karmin, he asked them like this: isorin shecholku. Let's say you have an isorin. That's the amount of flour that he's supposed to use for a stam mincha. An isorin of flour. Now the top of chavdal here, the henicho bebisa, that they put inside a dikli, the bisa, the dikli. Now the nogut for yom biyachon mehem. Now these two halves of the flour were not touching one another, and a tful yom came. Now it touched one of them. So the question is, mahal, does the other one become tamei or not? Maybe a tful yom only touched one, only that one becomes tamei, and it does not. It's not metama the other one. Or maybe no, since it's in one big kli, the kli is mitzarefus, like it's all in one, and like the tfuya and touched everything. So if everything would become tummy. That was the shayla. So the question about this, ki tanan, that we learned, a gemara chagiga, that kli mitzaref, that anything inside the big kli is mitzaref. If you touch part of it, it all becomes tummy. Ki kli mitzaref ma'ashe b'teichai, l'kadesh. The kadesh means the tfuya and touches part of it, those things become tummy. Maybe Hanim, when was that said? Hey, chodinagi be'adodi. Only if inside the pieces are at least touching one another. Even though the tfuyam only touch one piece, and the chiddush is that usually that piece becomes a rishon, a rishon makes a sheni, but a tfuyam is not that way. When the tfuyam touches one piece, only that one piece becomes puzzle. It does not make another piece puzzle. But still, maybe since the pieces are at least touching one another, that's the chiddush of the kliyas mitzvah that makes tumah inside it. Abba, but the shailer is. Maybe now a shayla here, where the pieces inside are not touching one another. Maybe lay, maybe then they're not mitzaref. By the relation, maybe there's no difference. As long as it's inside one kli, and now the tfuyam touches part of it, anything inside it becomes tamei, even though inside they're not touching one another. So that was the shayla. So when the chizda went up to Eretz Yisrael, he found that Nei Rechia were asking the shayla. They were sitting there, and they themselves were discussing the shayla. So Amalu, so Rav Kana said to them, Amalu, Iyo mitanan kli mechaber. Does it say over there the Mishnah there the din is that kli is mechaber kli mitzaref tanan? So Rashi says mitzaref mashma diyei noigin. Does that mitzaref that even though they're not touching one another, just the kli itself is mitzaref it. So that's how Rav Kana was pushing the shiloh that the kli is mitzaref. If the tfuyam touches half, the other half becomes tamei, even though inside the kli they're not touching one another. Still, the kli itself is mitzaref, puts the two together. That's lashon gemara, mitnan kli mechabes mitzaref tanan. Koldhu, any little bit is a tzirf. Now it says, hoishit echot lebnei yamau. Let's say they put another piece in between these two. Like you have two chatzi sorens in the kli, and now they put another chatzi soren of flour in between the first two. And the question is, this extra, this third half, really you do not need there. It's not part of the mincha. So that's the shayla. Is it still mitzaref? Is it full yom on a touch part of it? Or maybe no. So Malay, he answered back and said no, that the klal is tzorech l'kli kli mitzarefoy. Whatever is needed for the kli, whatever is needed for the mincha, the first isorin, that's mitzaref in the kli. Even though they're not touching one another, that's the lach of hilchas tzorech. But in tzorech l'kli and kli mitzarefoy, if the kli does not need it, it's not mitzaref. So this third half that you do not need there, it's not mitzaref. The tzvuyam just touches that third half, only that becomes puzzle and not the rest. Now they ask another shayla. What's going to be hoishit fuyayim as it's bo b'nayim? Let's say that fuyayim just puts his hands inside the avra of the kli. He does not touch anything. He only puts his hand inside the avra, inside the space of the kli. Mao, is it such a halacha that anything inside it automatically becomes tamei? Is the kli mitzarefet this far that even though he's not even touching anything, we consider as if he is? So Amalu, they answered back and said no, that ein lecho dover shemetama mi'aviroi ela kli cheres bavad. There's nothing that has a tumah from the avra of it alone, only that's a special loch in the kli cheres. Only kli cheres has this halacha, nothing else. So here, since it's not a kli cheres, avada to tfuyam does not touch anything, it does not become tummy. Now the Gemara says, chodar ihu boi minayu. Now Rav Kana came to ask questions from them. And he asked them like this, Ma likmoitz mizeh alzeh, to take a kmitza from one to another. Again, when you have these two chatzi sorens in the same kli, and they're not touching one another, is it enough to take the whole kmitza from one half? And since the kli is mitzarfit, it's like the kmitza was taken from the whole mincha. So the shaylah is, siruf the iraisa, do we consider this halacha, the kli is mitzarfit, the svarim mid iraisa, and then you can take a kmitza from half for the whole thing, because mid iraisa is considered like it's mamas all attached, it's all one big mincha. Or the rabbanon? Maybe no. Maybe it's only the rabbanon that clears mitzarfit, but not midi raisa. So then it would not be good. You only said like Rashi says the chumra and not lakula. So maybe then it would not be enough to take a kmitza from one hif. It's not considered you took the kmitza from the whole mincha. So Amruloi, they said back to him that Zuloi Shemana. This shal exactly we did not hear, but kiyotze by Shemana heard something like this. It's not like this. Shnei menachish lenikmitzu. You have two menachis that the kmitz was not taken yet. It says in our Mishnah. And now v'nisar v'zu b'zu, the two menachis got mixed up one with another. So it depends. Im yocholik moitz mizeh b'fnei atzmo, mizeh b'fnei atzmo. If the two ends of these mixture, it's still separated the menachis, and you can take a kmitz from one and from the other half, the other side, and each kmitz is from its own mincha. Then ksheres, then the ma'itz kosher. Since you took a kmitza from its own mincha, but the imlad of the two menachas got mixed up so much that you could not even take a handful from each one separately, then psulas. So the question is though, kiyocholik moitz miyuksheres, that even though in the middle they got mixed up, but since the two ends are like separate, but you could tell this end was from one mincha, and the other end was from the other mincha. So you could take a kmitza from each one separately, then it is ksheres. But the question is, Amai, why is it ksheros? Hach demariv, holoi nago, luchura, the one that's mixed up, you did not touch. And like the shita speaks out, the haviminer is the middle part that's mixed up, they're like pieces, separate pieces, so they're not all touching one another. And so it says the kmitzer is good, so who you see the kliyaz mitzarfit midi raisa. So my Rova says back, no, Dilma begushin amachalokim, who are suing kimisarik. Maybe even though they are like pieces and separate, but all of them are attached together. It's like a masal, like a comb, that on one side they stick out separately, but on the other side they're all attached together. So if we have no proof in our Mishnah, it could be in our Mishnah, they're all attached together. So more says, if so, my heavy law, what's the maskon over here? So my Rova says like this, Toshimachim will bring you proof. Tatan, you will learn. The Pasuk says, V'heirim imenu mina mechuba. You have to make harama. When you take off the kmitza, it has to be mina mechuba, which we dash in shlo yovi isorim b'shnei kelim. You should not bring this one isorim and put it into two different kelim, the yikmites, and to make the kmitza from it. That's no good. It all has to be in one kli. So the diak is, ho b'kli echo dumyu d'shnei kelim kumitz. Mashmanu of the whole mincha is in one kli, even though it looks like two separate kelim, then you could make a kmitza from one half on the whole thing. So the chur, why? It must mean, because since it's in one kli, the kli is mitzarfet midi raisa, that's considered like a soul attached, and therefore that's considered teherim imenu. Omalai Abaye said back, no, maybe there's no proof in our Mishnah. Duma shnei kelim hechidomi. No, our Mishnah means to say that two kelim are no good, to go in kfiza bekabo. Now these are two different types of measuring cups like, and they're both really in the same kli, just the bottom of it is one kli and the top of it is another kli. The Yafagav, the Riva Mila, even though on top they're attached together, but Kiva, the Mistika Mechitzasa, since there's a Mechitza, there's a division between the two of them, the Kefiza Mitasoi, it's fitted, that's why it's no good. So that's the two kelim over here. The two kelim is really it's one big kli, just it's like a little separated. But if you mamish have one kli, which is over the two kelim, hechi domi, what's the case? Going now rifto shel tanagalim, that the Alpha God, the mystical mechitzasoi honigia, that are koponim, they're touching. Like in the tanagol, in the revo, the place where you put the food for the tanagol, there even those little hefsik, but are koponim, there they're touching one another. So that's better. So again, it has to be maybe only in one kli, when they're actually touching one another. With the two halves, are not touching one another. Here you could have a good shiloh. Is it called a tzirif or not? Here we don't have a shiloh. We don't have a pshitas. So therefore we're not sure, what's the loch of the tzirif ha-kli midi raisa? That even though the two halves are not touching one another, still you can make a kmitza from one half on the for the other half also, or maybe no, maybe only if they're touching one another. Boy Rabbi Yomi has a shah like this. Tzirav kli v'chibur ma'yimau. Let's say you have a tzirav kli, and there's also a chibur of water attaching one another. Now let's say the two pieces, two halves are inside a kli, and the chibur between these two is the fact that it's in one kli, and also there's water running out and touching onto this, onto something else. Like there's a nitzuk, there's a flow of water being a chibur outside also. So that's the shaila, does it all make it like one big thing or not? Ki tanan kli mitzarif ma'ashe b'teich l'kaddish. When do we say what's inside the kli is mitzarif, is all like one? That if part becomes tummy, everything becomes tummy. Hanim milu d'gavoy, then it's only what's inside the kli. Ah, well, the broy, what's outside the kli, lo, you don't say it. Or do it maybe, kivun de mechaber, mechaber. Since the mice is attached right now, even though it's outside, it's attached to a nitzik of water, it's a chibur, that the water is attached to one and another, maybe that's also considered like it's all inside the kli now. And the kli will be inside of it, that if it's full yam, touches one part of it, everything becomes tummy. And the yim tim slim, if you want to tell me, v'yim tim tzalaymar, kivun de mechaber, mechaber, yes, since there's a chibur here, it's all considered like attached, and when one becomes tummy, it all becomes tummy, chibur ma'yim tzir of kli. Again, the same shiloh. So there are two halves inside, not touching one another. And there's a piece outside that the water is attached to the piece inside. And now the full yam touches the piece outside. No, won't be the lock here. Key to non-kli mitzarif. When do we say the kli is mitzarif? I mean, mili to nagam megavoy. Maybe only when the full yam touches what's inside the kli akoponim. But over here, mibro, he only touched the piece that's outside. So maybe lay, it's not strong enough that the tum outside could be able to go inside and be mitzarif everything inside. Or demolition, maybe no, so what? Lamaisa, the piece outside is mitzarif to the piece inside. So it's sort of like the piece inside became tummy. And inside the kli is mitzarif, the two pieces together. So therefore everything should become tummy. Teiko, that's the shayla. How far does tziruf go, even with another tziruf of a mashkam, and even if the tummy took place outside, maybe still it's mitzarif everything inside. That the piece outside is mitzarif with water to one half inside. So that makes that half tummy. And now the piece inside is mitzarif because of the kli to the other half, so it makes the other half tummy. So that's a shiloh, that lies by a teiku. Now the Gemara Kshan Klev the shiloh, bo yi rov yis a shiloh like this, yi sorin shecholku v'nit mechud mehen. And yi sorin that was divided up. It was first one yi sorin of flour, and then it was divided up in half. And v'nit mechud mehen, and one of them became tummy by itself. And now v'nicha bebiso, and now they put it into the kli. V'chozat tfuyim, v'noga b'yoset tomei, and now the tfuyim touches that half that was already tummy from before, mahu. What's the lacha? Does the other half that was torn until now become tummy? Again, when one half became tummy outside, there was no tziruf then, it was not in the kli. So pshit only that half became tummy, not the other half. Now you put both halves inside a kli, and now it's full yam touches the half that was already tummy. So now, me, I'm going to do, I say, salva loy tumma. Let's say this piece was tummy from before already. It was like satisfied with tumma. So now that it's full yam touches it, it does not become tummy, so there's no din serif to make the other one tummy. I don't say that's for a salva loy tumma. Lamaisa now, or full yam touches it, and there's a din serif now, so it's considered like even the piece that's tor should also become tummy now. That was the shayla. Omulay Abayis, Abayis said back, Omiyah Amrinah Sovel Tumah, is that a good svar? Do we say this taka? That's